I often have to remind myself that God is a really good storyteller. 3 weeks in a row, we've had what we call in the church Lectio Continua, which means that we've had a same kind of theme that runs throughout the Gospels. Okay, you remember stretching your minds back 2 weeks ago, there was a parable of Jesus talking about what? The vineyard, right? 2 weeks ago, we heard the story of the guy who goes out and hires people to work in the morning and at noon and at night, and he pays them all the same. And those that were there working all day said, "Lord, this isn't fair." And then last week, Jesus tells another parable about where? The vineyard, right? Where the man says to his sons, "Go out and work." One says, "I'll go," and he doesn't. The other one says, "I'm not going to go," but he does. That brings us to today. There's another parable that Jesus tells where? In the vineyard, right? And this one might be the most troubling of them all, because in this one, the landowner goes away, right? And he tells his servants, "You guys take care of it. Go back and get the produce," right? And those who are renting it said, "Hey, we know who those servants are, and we're going to kill them, and we're going to beat them, and we're going to stone them." But these themes of the vineyard tells us something very important about God. Tells us what we prayed in the psalm today, that the vineyard of the Lord is what? The house of Israel. Like, the vineyard is us. God's vineyard is us. And when God said to us here, "Y'all take care of the world, y'all take care of the earth, and then I'm going to send my son to show you how to love and live," what did we do to him? We killed him. We hung him up on a cross. And the Lord said, "Look, I gave you this whole world. I gave you all of the earth. I gave you everything in it. And I just want you to care for it." And what did we do? We messed it up. And that's a common theme throughout salvation history. Right? God has given us more than we could ever imagine. He's given us more than we could ever think that we deserve. And we mess it up. And in the story of salvation, Jesus had to come to show us the way. He had to show us how to love. He had to show us how to live. He had to give His life for us so that we could be free. My friends, this has a special place, I think, today in our culture, in our society, when we look around at all the suffering. Maybe some of you right here in the church, maybe you've lost everything. Maybe your house is flooded with 4 or 6 or 8 feet of water. Maybe your car was flooded. Maybe you lost everything that you thought that you had that was of value. Maybe you lost a loved one who died in the storm. But in the midst of all of that pain and suffering, our Lord says, "I'm here. I'm here with you because I love." He's not given up on us. He's never done that. He's never turned His back on us. Maybe some of us couldn't sleep at all this week because we were watching the news coverage of what happened in Las Vegas. Maybe we know somebody who was there at that concert and had to go through that horrific, horrific day. But we know that in the midst of all that pain and suffering, our Lord's with us. We know He's not going to leave us. We know He's not going to abandon us. We know that He holds us to Himself. The beautiful image of our Lord on the cross is that when we're broken, when we're sad, when we ask the question, "Lord, why is there another hurricane? Lord, why is there so much pain and sorrow and suffering? Lord, why is there this awful act of humanity?" We can look at our Lord on the cross and He can look back at us and say, "I know how you feel. I know what it's like to suffer. I know what it's like to go through pain. I know what it's like to endure what you're enduring." And the Lord does that for us because He loves us. He does that for us because we are His vineyard. We are His produce. We are the people that He loves and He nurtures and He takes care of us, and He will always be there for us. So my friends, when we are lost, when we are afraid, when we are abandoned, when we look at the Lord and we say, "Lord, we can't go on in life. It's too difficult. It's too hard. Life is unfair. Life is difficult. Life is painful. Life is sad." Our Lord can say, "I know, but I love you." The beautiful image that we get, my friends, is that we get a chance when we come to Mass to experience the heavenly banquet. Our Lord makes Himself known to us in the Eucharist. And He tells us it's going to be okay. That this world is broken. This world we've managed to mess up. But there's another world to come. And it's a world that's free from pain and sorrow and sin. There's a world where all of our tears are going to be wiped away and we are going to see our God as He is. We get a little glimpse of that heavenly banquet when we celebrate the Eucharist. When our Lord Jesus humbles himself under the appearance of bread and wine and gives himself to us in the Eucharist. And we receive that little piece of treasure. We receive that piece of heaven that is our God that tells us it's going to be okay. In the midst of the pain and the sorrow and the suffering of life, we have hope. That's why we come to Mass. We come to the Lord because we know that we are broken and we need a Savior. And we lay all of our pain and our sorrow and our sins before the Lord. And we offer it to our God. And He changes it. And He gives it back to us. And He says, this is your strength. This is your food for the journey, which will help hopefully make sense of life for a little bit. And then after a week, when we're tired and weary again of working in the vineyard, we come back here because the Lord gives us strength again. Another beautiful connection to the vineyards that we've heard about the last 3 weeks in these parables and our own lives is that the Lord asks us to take care of our vineyard. Like, our vineyards are each unique and they're different. We know the Lord's vineyard is all of us, the whole world. But He also gives us smaller vineyards to take care of. And what does your vineyard look like? Who is it that God is placing in your care? Is it your family? Is it your friends? Is it your workplace? Is it a company that you own? Everybody has their own vineyard. My vineyard is I'm the vocation director for the Archdiocese. It means I get to travel around and talk to the different parishes about young men, young women becoming priests and sisters. And so that's my vineyard. That's what the Lord's asked me to do, is to help till the soil of our local church, to try to find priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns to give their lives in service to the Lord. But each one of you has a vineyard. And the Lord asks you to take care of that vineyard. And the question is, how are you going to care for that vineyard? Are you going to be like the vineyard owners that we've heard about in the last few weeks? Are you going to treat people as objects and ask them and demand them to do things for you? Are you going to treat them the way that the Lord treats us in His vineyard? With love and compassion and respect and mercy. The Lord asks us to reflect on our own vineyard so that we can take care of what He's given us, so that we can help make sure that the world is full of good fruit, to be able to share with the world the joy and the love and the mystery of the gospel. So we ask the Lord, as we continue in our prayers today, to help us to take care of our vineyard, of whatever it is in life that the Lord wants us to do, so that we can bring others closer to Him. And we also come before Him because we know that He is the master of the vineyard. And we know that even though we're in a broken world, and even though the vineyard has a lot of unfortunate characteristics, it is God alone who's in control. And as the words of St. Paul told us in the second reading today, we ask the Lord to take away all of our anxieties so that the peace which surpasses all understanding may fill our hearts. May our hearts be filled with the peace that only God can give us. And may He give us strength for our journey so that we can care for our vineyards.